Ooh, what's up, patrons? This is the Around the Nerd Table podcast, the first podcast of August, the first podcast with our new Patreon tiers. My name's Nerdy.
And I'm Clarus.
We get nerdy nightly.
And we thought we'd share it with you.
That is right. Welcome back to another week here at the Nerdy Nightly Patreon, the place where our bus wheels get spun round and round.
Okay.
I feel like every time I bring up this bus wheels metaphor, I get further away from what it actually is.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say where dreams come true, and I was like, it's Disney.
Do dreams come true at the Patreon?
I mean, our dreams come true.
That's, you know what, that's fair.
Yeah, our dreams definitely come true, so.
When you wish upon a patron.
Oh, I don't know if I told you this, I also posted the Mara photos yesterday.
You posted them?
Yeah.
Underwater ones?
No, the other ones. Oh, okay. I did the, like, spicy ones and the non-spicy ones. There will be underwater ones coming, but
we might have to hire an editor for
this. I'm at a loss as to how to edit these. I do not have the skill.
Let's just hire someone. Let's find someone to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What? Why not?
It's expensive.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, we're going to figure it out.
I mean, look, those photos are so cool, and people need to see them, but not unedited.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's fine. We'll figure that out. But I did, before the month was over, I did want to share that set with you because we've been hanging on to it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I posted that last night. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. How you doing, Clarus?
I'm okay.
You're riding the struggle bus today?
A little bit, yeah.
I'm sorry you're not feeling good.
That's okay.
That's tough.
Maybe I need electrolytes. Maybe that's what I need.
Do you want me to get you Gatorade?
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. That actually sounds good.
Go for a quick walk, get outside before we finish our packing and get all this nonsense done.
Yeah, that actually might help me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like...
hurt?
Tired and anxious because we're flying today.
Yeah, so y'all, we are going on vacation for a week. Sort of a vacation. We're still going to post stuff. We're just not going to be streaming. I have some things that I want to post. I'm going to edit some of the Cuphead stuff down this week. I want to post that. So obviously that will go out to the patrons first.
Yep. I've also got a Subnautica review.
Yeah. Very excited about that.
Get put up for you guys. Subnautica below zero. Sorry.
Below zero.
I also think I might do some TikTok lives, but they'll just be
that'll be fun.
Quick, unscheduled, like
when you post your TikTok to boost them. 30-minute
chat things. Yeah.
Your repost of the Norwegian handball one passed 60,000 views.
Yeah. That's fun. It's doing well, but it made its way onto like misogyny TikTok, so. The comment section is
cute. But that's where you get people to then they engage and then more people see it.
I guess so.
This is about, look, I let's be honest, you have an OnlyFans. Misogyny TikTok is not a bad place for you to be.
Oh, God. No, that's not. Then really nice, like the really nice thing, honestly, is that everyone's super respectful on my OnlyFans. Like mm-hmm. Everyone is just genuinely lovely. I don't need people coming in there being like, titties! Like, you know what I mean?
You mean, like, how I behave in our apartment?
Yeah.
When
yeah,
I walk exactly. in the room and I go, boobies!
No, see, no, that's less aggressive. They're literally like, excuse me, nipples. I'm like, okay, no, don't need that here. Don't need that here.
But we are going home for a week because a number of things are happening in our, like, family lives.
Yes.
So, you know, we're going to a wedding.
Yeah, my brother is getting married.
Fly-ish.
Yeah, so that'll be Wednesday. So we will be pretty unplugged and offline completely Wednesday.
Yeah.
Probably won't be able to get a hold of us.
And then my brother, y'all might know him as Penji on the Twitch. We're doing a going away because he's finally leaving the nest.
Mm-hmm.
He's the last of the siblings to leave the nest. And so it just kind of is all kind of happening at the same time, which is nice. So we're going to go spend a week doing that. I'm anxious to fly as well. I think I will definitely, like, we're gonna go to the bar first and have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that drink is really gonna help me.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just haven't flown since COVID. The last time we were in an airport was a
Miami.
Disaster.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
There were tears.
Yeah. And people wearing gas masks.
Like, full on, like hazmat suits.
It was crazy.
You had to be escorted by a professional, like, armed security guard to go through the airport.
Yeah, so that none of us tried to, like,
escape run away
into the States. Like, God, although I don't know why I'd want to be in Florida.
Yeah, I know. We love you, all of our Floridian patrons. We know some of you do live in Florida, but
yeah, but you know what I'm talking about.
But yeah, no, I'm definitely anxious. I think it's such a weird thing, and I think coming back will be so much less anxiety because we'll be so excited to get away from our parents. But
yeah,
going there, you know, it's and anxious about the week. It's, you know, it's gonna be a long week. Like, it's our like vacation, but it's also there's. It's that tough thing of, like, you go home after not being home for a long time and, you know, your parents schedule a billion things to try and fit it all in. And then you end up just, like, kind of run ragged trying to, like, see all your friends from your childhood and trying to do the wedding. And
yeah, we're definitely not going to rest too much.
No, although my parents did get a hot tub, so we are going to spend some time in a hot tub.
Yeah.
Which will be very nice for my feet after this week of work.
We'll do a hot tub stream.
We could.
No, your TikTok.
Yeah, or we could do it on Twitch, right?
If we can use...
We could stream from our phone.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. I always forget that
we
that's
possible. We can, like, possible. IRL stream.
Which bring the tripod.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to bring one anyway, right?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
And we'll do a hot tub stream.
Why not?
I don't know how well we would see chat, but...
We wouldn't, really.
We'd have to have, like, the stream up on my iPad as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually not a bad idea, though.
Us, like, planning work while we're talking about going on vacation.
But it hanging would be fun. Hanging out in a hot tub, if we're, like, we're going to do 1 hour of a hot tub stream.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to run my phone for much longer than that, but.
Yeah, for sure.
If we were, like, we're going to do a 1 hour thing from the hot tub, and we'll just say hi to everyone. That sounds fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Maybe we'll do, like, Saturday or something.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to see what the plan is for my family, though. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I love that we, like, just use the Patreon podcast to chat and make plans. Like, we just say shit on here. We just start, like, complete... Like, who is this for? Us planning shit?
It's for everyone to see the behind the curtain.
Yeah. Behind the scenes. Anyway, I do want to say, patrons, thank you so much for everyone who reached out about us changing our Patreon tiers. Those are changing today. If you want to change your tier, we completely understand. We are moving stuff around. We're just so grateful that any of you care enough to be here. So keep an eye out as the Patreon tiers change today. That was supposed to happen at midnight, and it didn't. And I don't know why. I scheduled it to happen, and then it didn't happen. So I'm going to figure that out.
Oh, weird.
And so those will be changed by the end of the day today. And I just really appreciate y'all for sticking around this long. Those of you who have been patrons since month one, it means so much to us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to do more here. And I think that now that I have a job, because I got a job this week. Oh, I got a job this week.
Right.
Working at a ristorante. Mm-hmm. And now that I have that job, I think that we're going to be able to be a little bit more settled. And so, like, I think we're going to be able to, you know, do stuff like hire an editor to make some really cool photo edits and stuff like that for the patrons. Stuff that will be exclusive here. I might hire a video editor every now and then for, like,
big
projects for like one-off things for
now. Well, yeah, to help just with the load.
Yeah, I might, you know, we're just do some small projects with people so that we can eventually find the video editor that we want to be like our editor. Because we one day, you know, we want someone to be able to edit this content. I feel like we're making a lot of great Twitch content, and I am not good at editing it down. And so if we can find someone who is, throw a little money their way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm down for that. I'm super down for that. So. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm constantly excited about the future of this. I feel like we're headed in such a cool direction, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited. And, you know, we've been, like, we are together so much that it's, you know, we'll actually have things to talk about that the other person wasn't there for.
I know. And that's been really nice this week to be like, oh, hey, this thing happened at work. And you're like, yeah. Oh, that's fun. And you're like, this thing happened on my stream. And I'm like, oh, I wasn't here.
Yeah.
It wasn't running in the background, so it's nice. It is nice. It's nice. It's also nice to be outside. Honestly, my feet hurt so much because they're not used to, like, being, you know, I don't sit for the entire shift, right? So
yeah,
they're not used to that yet, but they'll get there. They were before. They will again.
Yeah.
But it's just nice to be around people. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how much I miss being around, like, groups of people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'll go up to, like, a table of seven, right? And just, like, have a chat with seven people. I haven't done that since I don't even know when.
Yeah, the wedding, maybe.
I guess, yeah, since, like, we got married in September. And so it's just, like, oh, my God, it was, like, a group of people. I was, like, this is nice. There's a conversation flow. I feel so socially awkward right now, but, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, I'm making it work. No, yeah. It'll be good. It's exciting. It, you know, it'll keep us on our toes, especially with time management and stuff. Oh, mm-hmm. We didn't do the calendar. Wanted to redo the calendar before we left.
Yeah, we'll do it when we get back.
Yeah. But,
You feeling okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired. My brain is, like, 40%.
Mm-hmm. And yet you're still, like, 30% smarter than me.
Questionable.
Nah. Nothing questionable about it. Yeah. What are you most excited for about in Calgary?
I'm excited to, like, dress up and go to a wedding and, like, mm-hmm. be there, like, for my brother.
Yeah. Mm. I'm excited to sneak away to the mountains one day.
I was actually, like, thinking, or Muddles in the chat was like, if you're in Banff, please take pictures for me. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that.
I think we should try and sneak to the mountains one day.
Yeah. Go up, like, we could even go to that steakhouse if we wanted.
Ooh.
Ooh. We don't have to, but it's
so good.
A thought. We also have to go to Made by Marcus.
Oh, the ice cream. Oh, the honeycomb ice cream. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, hell yes.
Uh-huh.
Y'all get ready. Get ready for photos. We're going to be posting the things that we do.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah, this place has, like, the best ice cream. I think we've talked about it probably on the podcast, but, like,
dark chocolate honeycomb.
Like, oh, yeah. Dark chocolate ice cream with literal pieces of honeycomb in it.
We need to
amazing.
Get my mom to stop there on the way home tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll land and we'll go. We're like, we're going to 16th Ave.
They might be closed. It's Sunday. We'll have to look it up.
Damn it. Unacceptable. They need to open up just for me. Do they not know who I am? I'm Nerdy Knightley.
How dare.
I am Nerdy Knightley of the Knightley Morning Show.
Yeah. Are you most excited for the mountains or what?
I don't know. Probably the mountains.
Yeah.
I'd just be home, honestly. I'm most excited for the hot tub.
Yeah.
My parents waited until all of the kids moved out to get one, which is unfair. Where was this when I was in high school? Can you imagine the, like, late night dates I could have had sneaking girls into the hot tub in the backyard?
Oh, Jesus.
Would have been glorious.
I don't know if it really would have been sneaking.
Yeah, it would. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it would be in the middle of the night. I would have to, like, be like, shh, we can't wake my sisters because they will rat me out.
Oh, my God.
They cannot be trusted.
But, okay, sure. What? I don't know if that would work out very well for you, but...
Why not?
Because, like, the wall to the one bedroom is literally right there.
Yeah, but that's my bedroom.
Oh, right, because you had Brody's room now.
Yeah, so Brody moved into my room after I moved out. But
right.
That's how I snuck in and out of the house, was because that was my bedroom.
That makes sense, yeah. Mm-hmm. Your mom is a patron. So,
no, she's not.
Really?
No, Kim is, but my mom's not.
Oh.
Yeah, she dropped out. She was like, I know, I can't support this.
Yeah, okay.
your company's garbage. No, she actually, what happened was she, her credit card expired.
Oh, yeah,
and it didn't renew.
Never...
And then I was like, you don't, mom, you don't have to give me money. Like, that's weird. You're my mom.
No, it's just funny. It's like, she could probably listen to this.
No, God, no. My mom also knows that I snuck out. Like, there's no... I've told her all of those stories. Yeah. I don't care. I'm like, what are you going to do now? Ground me? I'm 29, married, and living in Toronto. What exactly can you do to me?
Oh, God.
Oh, I was a terrible kid, though. I shoplifted. I stole. I did drugs.
Yeah, you cleaned yourself up a little bit.
I drank a lot.
I feel like high school is, like, the worst for everybody. Like, I was a shit in high school as well, and then you grow out of it.
You were a shit, but you didn't break laws.
Yeah, I did.
Cool. Cool.
All right, that's enough of that.
All right. Yeah.
I don't know. The one thing that I'm going to have to start thinking about is what to do for my birthday, because that's at the end of the month.
Birthday hype. It's the birthday month of the Clarus. You know what I need to figure out?
What?
What I'm getting you for your birthday.
Really don't need to.
I have no idea.
It's fine. We'll
no,
go do an archery
it's
lesson.
No, like... fine. I have an idea.
All right.
The problem with our apartment is, like...
Where do you hide it?
Where the fuck do I hide anything?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, your birthday present, I literally, the box was just, like, sitting out. I was like, don't look at it.
I'm probably going to end up doing the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have no room.
Yeah, there's no secrets in our apartment. There's one secret, but you'll never find out about it.
Wow. Is it Agatha?
It was Agatha all along. For those of you who don't know, we have a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
She consumes chicken breasts.
If you know, you know.
Things go missing in our apartment, and it's Agatha.
Yeah.
Although I did finally find my Apple Pencil.
Yeah, thankfully.
That was an adventure. Truly. I tore this place apart looking for it, didn't find it. And then the other day, we decided to rearrange our bedroom for no reason. Like, literally, we moved all of our furniture.
Yeah, it was
only rough. To realize that it was the way we wanted. The way we thought it was going to work wasn't going to work because of our rug, which is hilarious. And so we had to move everything back. But the one good thing about the, like, 5 hours we spent moving furniture was I did find my Apple Pencil. So.
Yay.
What a gift.
The little wins, you know?
So we're taking a week off from the content, the Twitch, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's the thing, what is your, like, goal coming back? What is the thing that you want to create when we get back?
Create?
Oh, yeah, God. What's the content you want to make when we get back that you're excited, that excites you?
I would love to get on top of doing, making more cosplay stuff.
Okay.
Getting some of those materials.
Getting that thing we have planned for November started.
Wow, you can't wink, can you?
I'm intentionally
winking poorly. Okay, I'm just like, wait a second.
That thing we planned for November, wink, wink?
Yeah, I don't remember what it is, but...
What?
November.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm disappointed in you.
I will remember shortly, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I am most excited to beat Heart Gold and hopefully be slightly less salty next time.
I believe in you.
That I'll be less salty or that I'll win?
That you'll win.
Mm-hmm, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
I love you.
I love you too. I was so mad.
I know.
I was so mad.
I know. Well, you're okay now.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay. I trust you. All right. So you're going to make cosplays. I'm going to beat Heart Gold and then Soul Silver and then Black and then White and then Black 2 and then White 2 and then... Alpha, X and then Y and then Alpha, Sapphire, Omega, Ruby, and then Sun, Moon, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee, Sword, Shield, Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl.
Jesus Christ.
Did I miss any in there?
I don't think so.
20 more games.
Oh yeah, you gotta keep your bio updated on Twitch with how many games you've left.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Thank you, patrons. We appreciate the heck out of you. Thank you for being here.
We really do. Y'all are the best.
Yeah.
You the best. You the best I ever had.
It's true.
That's the song.
Yes, it is.
I think this is where we're gonna end the podcast for this week, because we actually have we don't have a lot of time right now because we're not fully prepared to go to the airport, so we have to go do that.
Yeah,
our flight's in a few hours, so.
So we're going to leave you here, and we'll make our next week's podcast when we get home.
Yeah, we'll tell you the story of everything.
Yeah, that one might be a long one.
That one might be a long one, yeah.
Talk about everything that happened, but yeah.
It'll be a fun one, though. And we'll, you know, keep an eye out Thursday night for our Suicide Squad video.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to go to an early screening because you have the early morning shoot Friday.
I mean, it's like 9:30. It's not
But we're not going to want to go to a midnight
Suicide Squad.
So Suicide Squad review up Thursday night. We are unbelievably excited for this movie, or at least I am. This is my most anticipated movie of the year.
Yeah.
I think this has potential to be my favorite comic book movie of all time, potentially. Mm-hmm. Maybe my expectations are too high. I just trust James Gunn.
I don't know. Everyone's raving about it, so I'm excited.
It has 96% on Rotten Tomatoes now.
Mm-hmm.
There were finally some bad reviews, unfortunately. But, that's going to be Thursday. And then the week after that, we're getting Marvel's What If. So there is some cool shit coming.
Yay!
And until then, my name's Nerdy.
And I'm Clarus.
Do something nerdy tonight, you dang Patreon nerd faces.
Bye.